The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
All right, thank you, fellas. Pray for Mrs. Stead, if you will. She is in the hospital, and this is one of our good deacons' wives. And I appreciate Brother Craig going up immediately after church to make that visit. Then I heard Mrs. Sherwood went up later. Then I took Joey Massaro with me, and we went up later to be able to visit with her. And so please pray, if you will. She does have pneumonia. They are going to keep her for a couple of days just for observations and try to get some of the fluid off. And so I know that they would appreciate that so very, very much. And she is over here off of Buckner at the former doctor's hospital that was there. Of course, that's been taken over by Baylor and doing a great job with that. But you pray for her, if you will. And if you'd like to be able to stop by and see her, I believe she's in 422 or 424. Be sure to ask at the desk. But go by and see her if you possibly can. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says this: Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, the Bible says, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. And as I speak tonight on how to rear your parents, I want to give you some things that will be helpful. I don't know if there's ever been a time in your life as a young person, and listen to me, as a young person, I'm speaking to you predominantly tonight, and we're going to let the adults listen in. But I don't know if there's ever been a time in your life as a young person where you wished that you had different parents. I don't know if there's ever been a time in your life where you wished that perhaps you were already grown up and out from underneath that which is the guidance or the direction of your parents. I don't know if you've ever wished that your parents would just become cool, maybe a little bit more with it, and not be so far behind the times. I want to give you some hints tonight on how to rear your parents. I'm going to give you several things to do tonight to help your parents become everything that I believe a young person that loves God would want them to become. Statement number one, express understanding to them. Express understanding to them. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse 32, the Bible says, listen to it now, and be kind one toward another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know, we understand this to be true, that many times your parents go through things that you don't understand. Many times they have financial pressures that you do not even begin to lay a good understanding about. Many times they will be under that which is duress, emotional strain. Perhaps they have things that is not working functionally the way they should in the house when it comes to the plumbing or the electricity. Or perhaps there's a car that is malfunctioning and now they've got to spend extra money to be able to get the oil changed or maybe to have mechanical work done on that particular vehicle. And so I'm saying tonight, in rearing your parents, understand this, express some understanding. And by the way, as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Maybe you ought to do this tonight. Maybe you ought to decide that you express as much understanding to them as you would want them to express to you. Maybe you ought to decide tonight that you're going to be that one that would give that understanding, even though you don't completely understand all the things that they're going through. You could at least give a little bit of understanding, knowing that dad works all day or mom works all day and they're putting in the hours, and it's a difficult thing to be able to feed you and to clothe you and to take care of you and to give you the birthday presents and to give you the Christmas presents and to be able to help you, and they love you so much that they're doing everything they can to be able to meet your needs. So give them some understanding. Help them to be able to be the ones, if you will, please, that will know that you're there for them. By you giving them understanding and saying, Mom, Dad, I want you to know you're the best mom and you're the best dad that a young person could ever have. Give them some understanding, if you will, please, by when they tell you that they're going to be someplace and they break a promise and they're not there showing up on time, give them some understanding because they do live in the Dallas metro and traffic sometimes is just a little bit weird. Give them some understanding when maybe dad says, hey, this coming Saturday afternoon, we're going to get out and we're going to play ball a little bit. And all of a sudden, he has to break an appointment because he has a counseling session that he needs to take care of. Or maybe he works in a law firm office. Or maybe he's got another commitment whereby they call him in the work and he's got to go out on the roads and he's got to work on the roads. Or maybe he's working in a factory and they're requiring him to be there just a little bit more. I'm saying if we as young people would give our parents more understanding, perhaps if we put ourselves in their shoes and see things the way they are forced to see things, we might get along just a little bit better. Statement number two, express gratitude. I'm talking about how to rear your parents. Express gratitude. Now you say, preacher, it sounds like you're putting it all on us. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to tell us how to live. Well, can I tell you, if you're going to get gratitude from your parents, then I think you ought to start by giving gratitude to your parents. Because the Bible does say, as a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Right. We ought not live in a generation right. where we want it all, give me all, I'm worth it, and you ought to give me the very best. Well, don't you think tonight that maybe mom and dad deserve also a little bit of that which is the very best? Don't you think tonight, as we mature in our walk of faith with the Lord Jesus Christ, don't you think tonight that maybe as we mature that we ought to try to serve our parents? I'm talking about how to improve your relationship. I'm talking about how is it that you and I could be able to become better in the family. You know, I don't think that God is all that interested in a family that's divided and fussing and fighting and arguing all the time and throwing things at each other and using unkind words and tearing each other down and trying to disturb the unity and the harmony inside of the home that God Himself wants us to be able to have. All right, so what is it that we could do to help with that? Well, how about expressing some understanding? By the way, you listen to me tonight. If you're having marital problems tonight, if you'll listen to me tonight, just by taking some of these very truths and putting them in your marriage, it could help you to have a better marriage. You don't always have to look through your filter to see things. Sometimes you have to look through the filter of your husband. Sometimes you have to look through the filter of your wife. Sometimes you got to be willing to go halfway. Sometimes you got to be willing to compromise a little bit so that there can be unity in the home. Now, I'm saying tonight, express some understanding. Maybe dad comes home and dad's in a grumpy mood. Instead of going over saying, dad, boy, you sure are grump tonight. By the way, if you do that, some dads would make sure that you would not see the light of the next day. But maybe you could go over to dad and say, dad, I realize you've had a hard day. And man, I tell you what, I sure do appreciate you. You know, because shouldn't home be like a little bit of heaven on earth? I mean, shouldn't it be that, you know, a dad looks forward to coming home because he can't wait to see his wife and he can't wait to see his kids and he's got such a wonderful wife and he's got such wonderful kids. I just can't wait to get home because, after all, home is like a little bit of heaven on earth. Shouldn't it be that way for mama? Shouldn't it be that way for the teenager? Shouldn't it be that way for the child? Shouldn't it be that way for everybody in that household? It ought not be, oh, I can't stand to go home. You know, it said about Abraham Lincoln that many times he would spend hours and hours extra putting it into the office because he just did not want to go home and face his wife. Now, can I tell you, that's sad. But there is those, yes, perhaps even in this room, that are faced with the same type of plight. Now, let's make our homes the way they should be. You say, but he's always grumpy. Then help him with that. Well, she's always moody. Then help her with that. Well, my parents, they're always disagreeing. Well, then you play the referee if you can and help them with that. Maybe if you give them extra love, they will not spend as much time focusing on each other's problems because all they're doing is talking about how great a teenager you are and how great a child you are and how blessed they are that you're in their house. I'm saying tonight, express understanding. Statement number two, I said express gratitude. Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 20, the Bible says, give thanks always for all things unto God. And it says, and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, wait a minute. It says, giving thanks always, it says, for all things. Hey, how about when mom and daddy stop and they go to McDonald's and they buy you French fries? You said, preacher, you don't understand. They didn't buy me steak, but they bought you French fries. How about being thankful for mom and dad when they pull up in the McDonald's window and they buy you those French fries, or they buy you that little ice cream or something like that? How about looking at mom and dad and say, thank you so much? How about becoming thankful for the little things? How about going home tonight and thanking mom and daddy for keeping the air conditioned on at night so you don't have to sweat yourself to sleep? Hey, how about thanking mom and daddy for getting up in the morning and fixing you breakfast? I'm talking about being grateful. You didn't buy your clothes. Probably mom and daddy bought your clothes. When's the last time you went to mom and daddy and said, Mom, Dad, I want to thank you for the shirt you bought me. I want to thank you, Mom, Dad, for that article of clothing, you know, that dress that you bought me, or that pair of shoes that you bought me, or those socks, or those nylons, or, hey, when's the last time you went to Mom and Dad and said, thank you so much that you took me to the optometrist and I was able to get glasses, now I can see? Have you ever thanked them for that? Have you ever thanked them because they put braces on your teeth? Have you ever thanked them for that? Have you ever thanked them for just being mom and just being dad? Have you ever thanked them for not cursing in the house? Have you ever thanked them for not having liquor in the refrigerator? Have you ever thanked them for living a wholesome lifestyle that you can be able to follow because they're such a good Christian? Have you ever been grateful for what mom and dad has done? Hey, listen, you've got heroes in your own house and you don't even know it. You got a mom and dad that's a hero. And you look at the ball players and you look at the politicians, but your dad's a hero. Your mama's a hero. Hey, thank God for them. I think it's about time somebody cheers for their mama. Somebody cheers for their daddy. Hey, they love you. They're not abusing you. They're helping you. They're instructing you. Hey, listen, you look at all these other people and you say, thank God for them. And wow, I wish I was like them. I'm saying somebody ought to root for dad, and somebody ought to root for mom, and somebody ought to come apart and say, thank God that God has given me such a wonderful parent. We take it all for granted. You get to go to a Christian school, many of you. When's the last time you thanked your parents? You get to go on a youth activity they paid for. When's the last time you thanked your parents? You get to go to the Bible Blazers, a children's program, ages 1 through 6 at 5, and they pay the dues for you to be able to go in that program and learn more about God. Hey, when's the last time you thanked mom and daddy for that one? You get to sing in different type of groups, and they pay for your outfits. As you have matching outfits to sing in groups, when have you thanked them? They drove you to church. Thank them. You know, they didn't make you pay for gas. Thank them. They gave you your own room to stay in. See, here's what I understand. It seems the closer we get to adulthood, the less thankful we are. You still expect them to buy you the birthday presents, and you still expect them to take care of you, but when's the last time you bought them a present? You expect your mom and daddy to take you out and spend on you, but when's the last time you saved up money and took them out and spent on them? When's the last time you went out to eat and said, no, mom and dad, I got a job, I'm paying. I got parents dropping them heart attacks right now. Look, I'm saying this. I'm saying express some gratitude. Send them a card. You get mad when they don't recognize you on your birthday, but how come you forgot theirs? You get mad if they don't give you a gift on your birthday, but when's the last time you gave them one on theirs? You get upset when all of a sudden special times come around, but you never one time recognize them on their anniversary. Hey, look, I'm saying 3 cheers for dad. I'm saying 3 cheers for mom. I'm saying express some gratitude. And by the way, it doesn't always take money. It could just be a note. Come on. Some of you girls, now I love you, but I'm going to be your preacher tonight. You like it or not. But some of you girls are too stuck on you. You're starting to get some prettiness about you, and you stand in front of the mirror and you're saying, wow, look at me. But you don't understand. If it wasn't for mom and daddy, there'd be no you. You better thank God for mom and dad. You thank God that God has given you such wonder. You said, but you understand, my parents are not all that great. Hey, listen, I know kids that don't have parents. I know kids that they've never seen their mama. They ride one of her Dallas bus routes. They've never met their mama. They've never met their dad. Some kids living on the street. And I'm telling you, we have kids that we pick up here on Sunday morning and we bring them in from different places, and they're hurting and they're having trouble. And I'm saying tonight, if you're blessed enough to have a mom and you're blessed enough to have a dad and they live together, you better thank God that God has been good to you. Amen. Express understanding, express gratitude. You ready? Express your love. Express your love. By the way, girls, you're not too old to go up and kiss your dad goodnight. You say, but you don't understand, preacher. I'm 16 and a half. You can still kiss him goodnight. Hey, go up and kiss him on the head. Go up and kiss him on the cheek and say, Dad, I love you. Goodnight. Come on. Look, guys, you're not too old to go up and hug your dad. I'm not for a teenage boy going up and kissing his dad, but you're not too old to go up and hug your daddy. Give an old-fashioned handshake. Pat him on the back. Go up to him one night when he finishes eating and grab him on the shoulders and just start saying, hey, I appreciate you, Dad. Man, I just appreciate you. Come on. You know, thank God for stuff like that. Go ahead, take his shoes off. No, I'm just kidding. Express understanding, express gratitude, express your love. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which thou had from the beginning, listen to it now, that we love one another. Here's what I find out. As you get older, as a teenager, you start loving other people more than you love your parents. You'll spend more time texting your friends than you do texting your parents. You are replacing your parents with somebody that might not be as good for you as your parents. I'm saying this, express your love to them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you miss them. When dad has to go on a business trip or mama has to go on a business trip, you be the one that welcomes them home and say, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you made it safe. And I've been looking forward to seeing you again. Make them feel welcome. Express your understanding, express your gratitude, express your love. Statement number next, express your affection. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You know, girls, cater to the dad. Boys, cater to the mom. Some of you boys that are 6 and 7 and 8 years of age, cater to your mama. Don't always let mama have to get on you for cleaning up your toys. Hey, let's go farther. 9, 10, 11, and 12, cater to her if you're a boy. You know, when you get around 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14, ask your mom if you can take her on a date. Take her down to McDonald's and treat her to ice cream. Take her down to McDonald's and treat her to French fries and share them. Here, mama, you, one for you and one for me. One for you and one for me. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can show your affection to people. Give them those hugs and give them those kisses. Statement number next. Express spiritual, stay with me now, spiritual growth. Tell mom and dad how you're growing in the Lord. Thank your mom and dad for letting you go to church. Don't always go home bellyaching about the church. Well, I can't believe that the preacher preached tonight. He just preached too long, and he stood on top of the pulpit, or he knelt on top of the pulpit, and, oh, can I tell you, oh, mama, you should have been there. It was awful. Don't do that. Hey, go home with exciting things about church. Go home with exciting things. Hey, the staff got up and sang tonight. Mama, that was neat. And there was a guy dressed like a Spanish guy, like a Mexican guy on the platform, mama. But he sang in English. That was neat. Man, that was so neat. They passed around these plates and people put money in. And mom, you'd be so proud of me. I didn't take any out. It was neat. I'm saying this tonight. I'm saying express your spiritual growth. Listen, mom, and appreciate them. If they go out and they pass out a Bible tract and say, hey, I'm so glad that I have the honor to invite you to our church. And they come home and say, hey, guess what, mom, dad? I passed out a tract to invite somebody to church. Maybe they'll hear about Jesus and get saved. Amen. Hey, thank God for that. Amen. By the way, you'd rather them pass out a tract, think about this, at the end of the day than you would be them passing out drugs. Amen. It'd be better for them to get excited about something that is right and good than to get excited about something that is wrong and sinful. What you put into them will eventually come out. Look, I'm saying this tonight. I'm saying express your spiritual growth. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, as we stay in this chapter for right now, here's what it says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, thank God if you see your young person doing devotions. But young people, they don't know you do devotions unless you tell them. Go up to your parents sometimes and say, hey, this is what I got out of the Bible. This is what I learned today. Can I tell you? That will help your parents. They know that you're trying to walk with God. Tell them what you learned through preaching. Don't just sit through preaching like a bump on a log. When you come, sit up and pay attention, and preacher gets up and preacher begins to preach and hits the pulpit and does all sorts of cantations and running back and forth, and you pay attention. Amen. And you let God speak to your heart. You let God change you on the inside. Don't come to church and leave the same way that you came. You let mom and daddy know, hey, this is what God did in my heart tonight. And parents, talk about it on the way home. Let your children be able to express themselves. What'd you get out of the sermon tonight? And now, by the way, if don't expect them to get more out of the sermon than you did. You know what I'm saying? I was preaching a tent meeting many years ago up in Louisiana or someplace like that. It was preaching a tent meeting. This older man, he was sitting in the back of the tent, had his head down. And I'd see him, and every night, has his head down. And I went to him, I said, are you sleeping when I preach, sir? And he said, no, I'm not. He said, I'm praying for you. I said, the whole sermon? He said, son, you need a lot of prayer. And I said, come on now, you're sleeping, aren't you? He said, no, I'm not. And then he winked at me. He said, but you'll never know. You know, people don't know how you're growing in the Lord unless you tell them, because they can't climb inside your heart. College kids, please listen to me. Mom and dad love you even though you're college age. They like to hear from time to time that maybe you're doing something inside your heart. They like to know if you're growing in the Lord. I'm saying this tonight, and I'm closing with this last statement. I said express understanding. I'm talking about how to rear your parents. Express gratitude. Express your love. Express your affection. Express your spiritual growth. Are you ready? Express your prayers. Express your prayers. But I remember one night, I forget what it was, but I preached a message, and you know, God got a hold of me, and God got a hold of many people, and boy, I tell you what, I came forward, and I forget what it was about, but I was praying over here, and I was crying, and one of my boys, two of my boys, three of my boys, a little girl, my wife, but they all gathered around, and they started praying and putting their and praying. You know, sometimes just to tell your parents you're praying for them makes all the difference in the world. For those of you that ride a night bus here and you come from different areas and you ride a night bus here, mom and daddy don't come to church, but you're here. Amen. What a difference would it make if you went home to your mom and daddy that rides our night bus and you go home to mom and daddy and say, mom, dad, I just want you to know I prayed for you today. Every Sunday morning, I have three preachers that text me every Sunday morning, hardly without any failing, every Sunday morning. Three preachers that are not here. Now, some of the staff text me the very same thing, and I appreciate them. But these guys never see me. I'm talking about these three other preachers. I don't know why God's placed me on their heart. I don't know. Two of them I have never personally met. But every Sunday morning, and it's not a copy text, you can tell. It's always different. It's always very, very personal. And it's always a long text. They'll text me and they'll tell me a little bit about their week. And they'll say, this week I thought about you so many times and I prayed for you this morning. You know what that means to a preacher to know that somebody, I have several of the staff guys sitting on the platform here every Sunday morning. They'll say, I prayed for you, preacher, praying God to use you. You know what a difference that makes? You know, to know that somebody is praying. You know what a difference it would make in your mom and daddy's life?
Right.
To be able to slip them a note and say, I prayed for you. Dad, I want you to know I got your back. Mom, I want you to know I got your back and I prayed for you. I care about you. I see that you, need somebody to pray for you, and I want you to know I'm here and I'm the one. I'm saying this, and I close. James chapter 5 and in verse 16, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, pray. Listen to what it says here, one for another, that you may be healed. You say, my parents, you know, you understand, preacher. Mom and daddy, they're always fussing. When's the last time that you prayed and asked God to heal their marriage? A preacher, you just don't understand. I've got an older brother or sister, and they're not living for God. When's the last time you fell on your knees and you prayed earnestly that they would be healed? See, I believe this. I believe when somebody's not right with God, they're hurting on the inside, they're wounded, they're lacking, they're weak, and they definitely need God to move in their life and heal them. I believe that. I believe when a person's right with God and they're walking in the Spirit, you will see the attributes of the Spirit flowing through them. But when they're not right with God and they're walking in the flesh, you see the hatred, you see the unforgiveness, you see all these things coming because they're not right with God. Now, what do they need? They need healing. And can I tell you, only God can heal. No man can heal. No bandages would take care of it. And you sitting here tonight as a young person, you might have a mom and daddy tonight that need healing. Have you prayed for them? Here's what the Bible says as I close. Confess your faults, as I read it again, one to another. Doesn't say confess your sins. You go to one person, confess your sins. That's God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. You go to him and you confess your sins. But you go to each other and confess your faults. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. Listen to it now, that you may be healed. Listen to what it says. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when you go and you pray, I really believe this with all my heart. I believe that the family that prays together, finish it, ready, stays together. I believe you don't have to read your Bible at family altar. Listen to me. Wouldn't it just make a bigger difference if you just prayed? How big of a difference would this be? You ready? Here we go. How big of a difference would this be if you got little kids? You sit in the living room, sit down together on the floor, hold hands in the circle and say, okay, let's pray. Might that change some things? Might that draw dad's heart closer to the kid's heart closer to mom and daddy? Sure. I'm not saying you got to read the Bible. Stay with me now. You got to start somewhere. What a difference would it make tonight if you and your wife, you say, well, all the kids are gone. What a difference would it make tonight if you and your wife, when you got home, you started devotions together, and all you did, you just started to pray. You sat on the couch, you hold hands, say, honey, what are you praying about? And she tells you. And she says, dear, what are you praying about? And he tells you. And you just hold hands and pray. And you don't have to pray till midnight. You could put a limit on it. Hey, let's pray. Let's just talk and pray together for about 3 minutes. Doesn't have to be deep. Hey, I'm saying this tonight. Wouldn't it be neat if all of a sudden mom and daddy's fussing all the time and they walk in the room and all of a sudden they see you on your knees and they hear you praying for them? Look, I'm saying this tonight and I'm done. How to rear your parents. I think sometimes if we're not careful, it's all about me. It's all what I want. It's all what I can get. Shouldn't be that way. It should always be about Him, the Lord Jesus. And what can I do to help others? What can I do to serve others? What can I do to be a blessing to others? You know, it's not a popularity contest, folks. It's about caring. It's about loving. It's about working together as a family. And in this case, as even a church. God could use you tonight to do that. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.